This week on the Time Bat Show.
Green Machine. Green Machine. Is that a jalapeno stout or a stoner rock song?
Oh, man.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 91. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces.
And I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
And we're back after a week hiatus. We've forgotten how to do this. No, we haven't. How are you feeling today, Bat Snacks?
I'm feeling okay. Yeah. I'm feeling like this is going to be a great episode. We've had a nice long break.
You're getting ready. You can't see what I'm doing now, but I'm doing like the like move my arms back and forth like I'm running in place kind of motion. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah,
you're doing that stretch where you move your arm across your chest and
yeah, like I'm ready to go, let's do this.
Into it.
Right before we started the show, I was like, let me check our Twitter to see if we got any listener questions.
Yeah, you're laughing as you say that.
And of course we got none, as usual. And then your reply was really funny. I don't remember what it was exactly.
I was like, how do we get people to listen to me talk? I don't know how.
But then you had an idea. You had an idea.
I had an idea. I heard that people listen to podcasts on Spotify.
I don't see how that works, though. Because Spotify is like a radio, right? Like a radio thing.
It's a like internet streaming.
I mean, I know what it is, but I didn't know they had podcasts on there.
Apparently, you can listen to podcasts on there because I talked to someone that uses it for that.
Oh, so I'll talk to my guys that I know over at Spotify.
Okay, yeah, you do that.
See what they can do about getting us on there.
The ones that give you all those, you know, promotional t-shirts yep, and, you know, yep, like beer yep, openers.
Exactly. And the guys you see at, like, a party, they're just giving you out stuff. Have you ever been to a bar and, like, someone gave you something and they're, like, posed for this picture and you're like, this is weird. You know what I mean? You've had this happen to you before?
Yeah, I have. Do you have a specific instance? Because I mean, have kind of a funny story.
No, go ahead. I don't have any specific. Go ahead.
I remember a long time ago. This was back when I used to smoke cigarettes. And you shouldn't smoke cigarettes, listeners. They're real bad.
PSA, yeah.
PSA. But yeah, I used to smoke. And I was at a bar where there was a Camel representative who was giving out free bottle openers to people that would basically like sign their life away to Camel. Like, you would have to write down your full name, like your driver's license, where you live, like
when were you born, your blood type, like all this stuff.
And the bottle opener they were handing out was like a piece of like corrugated iron. It like wasn't branded at all.
It was like a shitty bottle opener.
It was the worst bottle opener.
Did you do it? Did you get it?
And I did it. I felt pressured.
Why'd you feel pressured? Because everyone else was doing it?
Or right. Listen, this is what they do. This is how they trick you. They get really pretty girls to be the people that are like, please take this survey.
They do. And they do.
I was like, okay, I'll take the surveys.
For you, pretty girl. And then she's like, here's this bottle opener. And you're like, wow.
In exchange for all of your personal details.
Wow. That's rough. I don't know. It's just, I just find it weird that they do that still in like the modern era where it's like the internet with the internet advertising and blah, 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 blah. Like I've been to a bar that had like two people in it, right? And there's like a rep there that's like, blah, 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 you know, drink Monster Energy or, you know, cigarettes or what. It's always something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you here? Like you're wasting your time at this shitty bar. With, like, no one here. Like, do you think this is going to get more people to use your product? And they give away t-shirts and stuff. Like, I don't know. It just seems like a waste of money to me, but...
They were at CEO, too. Red Bull was there.
Well, that's a big... That's different. That's a big thing with, like...
It's not just, like, a crappy bar on, like, 6th Street.
It's not some crappy bar that's just, like, with, like, five people in it. You know, they're just like, here's a free t-shirt. You know, you're like, okay. I don't know. It always felt weird. But such is life, such is life. So, what we have a lot to catch up from since we skipped a whole week.
Yeah, it's been a long two
What's
weeks.
What's been going on in the world, in our lives and stuff?
I saw some new movies.
Yeah, anything good?
Yes, but nothing new that was good.
Oh, well, Didn't you say you're going to see Sicario 2?
Yeah, I saw it.
And what did you think about it?
Oh, it was not good. It was really bad.
Isn't it a follow-up of the first one?
Yeah, and that's why it was so disappointing.
So,
there were warning signs.
Is Benicio in it still?
Yeah, Benicio's in it.
Okay.
But, so, you know, the lead in the first one was Emily Blunt.
She was really good in it.
Yeah, and it was directed by that really good director.
Villeneuve. He's the Blade Runner 2049 guy. Same guy.
Yeah, so they were not on board for the second one. So
they just like, nah, we're good.
Yeah. They got some new Italian director who's only done like film festival movies.
Oh.
And they got rid of Emily Blunt.
Who was the best character. Two strikes right there already.
So the first movie was like probably one of the best gritty action movies I've seen in years. I didn't see it when it first came out, but I saw it recently because I saw that the sequel was coming out.
Yeah.
So the first one ends, and this is going to be spoilers, but...
Spoilers for Sicario 1.
Yeah, spoilers, but the movie ends when Benicio Del Toro's character just, like, murders an entire family.
Yes, right? I remember that. And it's like, holy shit.
It's like, oh my god, and then you find out that he's, like, a cartel member, and he's just, like, this monster human.
Mm-hmm. That has been tricking everyone the whole time.
Yeah, the whole plot of the second movie is he's saving... his rival crime boss's daughter.
What?
Exactly.
Why?
Like, the guy that, like, killed, you know, his family, he saves that guy's daughter. And that's the whole movie.
That doesn't make any sense. From a character perspective.
Yeah, he goes from, like, murdering this family just to, like, get on the guy's radar to saving his daughter. And that it, like, makes zero
that
sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that great. You would recommend... Yeah. You would not recommend it.
No, don't see it. It's a waste of time.
How many thumbs do you give it?
I don't give it any.
So no thumb... No, none down, but no thumbs, period.
Yeah, no, both down then.
Both down? Wow.
Both down. The final scene in the movie is setting up for a sequel.
Sicario 3, the day of the... I don't know what it would be called.
There's like this 12-year-old boy in the movie that you have no idea why he's in it, like the whole movie. So and then in the final scene,
tell me.
Benicio Del Toro is in like this locker room and the little 12-year-old boy walks in and he's like, "So, you want to be a Sicario, do you?"
No, he yes, doesn't.
That's how the movie ends.
No, it doesn't.
Yes.
You're lying to me right now.
No, that's really...
You want to be a Sicario and it names its movie, the movie title?
Yeah.
Oh, my
this,
God.
This, like, 12-year-old boy who had no role in the movie whatsoever. They just kept showing him, and it was like a wink, wink, wink.
Oh, my God. Does it really end with him saying, "You want to be a Sicario, do you?"
Yeah, and he's like, "I'm going to need to show you some things."
Oh, my God. And then they're like, "Sicario 3, which won't have Benicio in it and will be direct-to-video.
So it was really bad.
Well, I don't understand why they made a sequel to that to begin with. Because, like, I don't know. Sicario 1 was good, and it seemed very standalone. Like, I didn't need to see more of that. But
yeah, all the ends were tied up very sufficiently.
But then they're like, "Let's do 2, because we like Benicio Del Toro's character a lot, I guess."
And I did, but I didn't want him to save his crime boss rival's daughter.
He wanted to be a bad guy, you know.
Yeah.
You want him to go up against Emily Blunt. Well... All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't see Sicario 2, I guess. But what are you gonna do? I don't know. It's one of those gritty movies, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, ugh, takes itself very seriously.
It's like, ooh, we're gonna show some really gristly gore and
gristly,
really...
yeah, stuff like that. So anyway, don't see that. What else did we want? Oh, the other big news this week, huge news.
Yeah.
The biggest news you could possibly imagine. Are you
way
ready?
Bigger than bad action movies.
Way bigger than action movies. Way bigger than anything that's happening in politics or world or global, political, geopolitical, socioeconomic, whatever. You know, just the biggest possible news is Lay's, the potato chip company, has announced 8 new flavors, and they're calling it the Tastes of America.
Yes, they're not calling it that.
They are calling it that. There are 8 new, brand new Lay's flavors, and they are the Taste of America flavors inspired by the Taste of America.
That's so cool. It's based on like regional cuisine or something. Is there like a Creole?
I love how you use the word cuisine there. As if Lay's potato chips became cuisine. Is there a Creole? Have you not looked at this list?
Yet? No, I haven't seen the list.
So you're just assuming there's a Creole one.
Yeah.
I will tell you, there is a Cajun spice Lay's potato chip now. Well, what's there will be.
The soon. Cajun spice.
It's just called Cajun spice.
Oh, cool.
Like, which is kind of weird because I do have family from New Orleans, and it is weird to just generally say Cajun spice, and it's not like specific. All the other ones are very specific flavors. Like, for example, are you ready? I don't know if you're ready for this. Lay's deep dish pizza. Potato chips.
Oh no.
Okay, it gets better. It gets better. Lay's New England lobster roll.
Pizza. What?
Chips. Lay's pimento cheese chips.
What area is that?
Pimento cheese is apparently from the southeast. Lobster roll is northeast U.S.
Yeah.
Deep dish is obviously Chicago. Pimento says southeast. I don't know. Have you ever had pimento cheese? I mean, I have, but I didn't know.
I have, but I don't really. Maybe it's because I'm from the south. I don't really think it's so.
I don't think. I mean, if they wanted to do a south thing, they could have done like chicken fried chicken Lay's.
Yeah, something. I was thinking like fried chicken and waffles or something.
yeah, right? Fried
shrimp
chicken
and grits.
That would be a good flavor. I would eat that. Shrimp and grits Lay's. And then they have Thai sweet chili.
Where is, was that's for the Thai part of America.
Which, right? Apparently the Thai part of America is the Pacific Northwest, which, I don't know. I feel like the Thai, you know, sweet chili is from Thailand. But, you know, that's fine. Pacific Northwest, Thailand, whatever, same thing. And then my favorite, oh no, not yet. We got one more to go. Then fried pickles with ranch flavored.
Is that Texas?
Lay's chips. I don't know where this is. It doesn't say. It says, capitalizing on the pickle trend sweeping the country right now. It's not Texas. I don't eat fried pickles.
Yeah, but they're at, like kind of there if you want them.
I mean, yeah, but we have other things that I would say fits more in Lay's chips than fried pickles with ranch.
They already have a barbecue, though.
That's true.
I don't know.
That's true. Maybe, they can do that. And then they have chili con queso, which that just makes sense. You know, that's just like a.
That sounds good, yeah.
Southwest, you know, food. And then my personal favorite one is Chesapeake Bay crab. Oh, God.
You know, I've actually had Old Bay crab flavored potato chips. I don't know if they were Lay's, but they were not good.
Oh, yeah. Well, this one says that this is like a Chesapeake Bay crab, so it's like, it's old, you know, it has Old Bay on it probably. So it's probably like, it probably basically is Old Bay flavored, but it just calls it Chesapeake Bay crab or whatever. I don't even remember what Old Bay tastes like.
But. It's like red flavor.
It tastes like red.
It's kind of spicy and.
Yeah. So those are the eight, you know, new Lay's flavors. They're coming out on the 30th of the month. Select stores for now, but they might.
They kind of missed 4th of July, didn't they?
They did. They could have done it then. I feel like that would have been better.
That would have been way better.
I feel like some states are just not represented here at all.
Yeah, I like their rep. They're it's like what rad. They think America is. Like, let's see. You've got Thai chilies.
Deep dish pizza. Lobster roll. Chesapeake Bay crabs. Pimento cheese. And fried pickles. That's basically America right there.
Yeah, you know. You got everybody.
Got you covered all your bases. I feel like if they, you know, a good South one, since they have all the seafood ones, like they have lobster and crab. if they wanted a good South one to represent the South that's not pimento cheese, because that's stupid, yeah, they could do, like, fried catfish, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a good one?
That just doesn't sound like a good potato chip.
I mean, does crab potato chip sound good to you, though?
No, like, but
or lobster catfish. Roll potato chip? I'm just saying, like, none of these sound very good. Well, let's brainwave it. What would you put? You're from Florida. What would you put as the Southeast potato chip flavor?
I think shrimp and grits might be
shrimp
good.
Shrimp and grits? That's a good one. That also represents, like, that represents the Southeast, but it also represents, like, Louisiana area, like, the Gulf of Mexico, you know what I mean? You got, like, a good coverage there.
Or how about this? How about gumbo?
Gumbo's a good one, too. I feel like that would be a good flavor for
spicy sausage flavor or something.
For Lay's potato chips, too, yeah. They really missed the mark on the South in the United States, I feel like. You know? But, you know, what are you going to do, I guess? I don't know.
Okay, so how about this? Let's pretend that you're, like, in a sandwich shop like Subway,
yeah.
And you're going to get a combo with your sandwich. So you got to pick a bag of chips to go with your sandwich.
Well, out of these, there's an easy choice for me, and it's the queso one. Because I feel like that will be the least offensive, and it'll just taste like cheese. You know what I mean?
Also, you're not really adventuring with that one, because I think that feels safe.
Right, that's not fair. So let's eliminate that one. If I had to pick one that wasn't a safe one. I don't know. They all sound pretty bad. I'm definitely not getting New England lobster roll. Like, that is 100% not happening. I think I might go with fried pickles. Even though it sounds really weird, I feel like there's not a whole lot they can do with that flavor to make it really strange. Like, fried pickles with ranch, the flavor, honestly, is probably, like, we put vinegar and ranch in the potato chips. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably all they did.
Yeah, it's like salt and vinegar combined with sour cream and onion.
Yeah, that's basically it, you know. And that sounds like a pretty decent potato chip, honestly. So
I think I would get the crab one, honestly.
You'd get the crab.
Just because I have to know.
I thought you said the Old Bay chips you've had and they're bad.
They were, but
they weren't bad enough. You're curious. You need.
Yeah, it would satisfy my curiosity the most. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, that's fair.
Have you ever been to one of those Asian grocery stores and gotten the spicy shrimp chips?
I don't think so.
Those are really good, and if they could taste something like that, they'd be pretty good.
They don't have shrimp in them, do they?
It's like shrimp dust, I think. They somehow put shrimp into the flavor dust form.
So I don't want to, like, be offensive or anything, but what is it with Asian places and having, like, seafood-based, like flavors that aren't seafood? You know what I mean? Like, there's fish sauce and the shrimp chips. It's like, do they actually put the creature in there, or is it just, like, supposed to, like, go with it, you know? Like, I don't get it.
You get dust from the shrimp. I don't know how.
And then you put it on a chip?
And then it's kind of spicy.
Okay, so fish sauce. Is that made with fish, or is it supposed to be on fish?
Yeah, I think fish sauce is fermented fish.
Oh, so it is, like, it is fish.
Yeah, they juice the fish. And you get the sauce.
It's like if they were to juice, like, an orange. Like, it's the same process.
I don't think this might not really be really how they make fish sauce, but
they juice the fish. Okay, let's come up with how you would make fish sauce. I want you to walk me through your process. Like, I'm giving you a task. At your work, you know, your boss comes up to you like, "Bad sex.
We need fish.
We need fish sauce, Dad." And he gives you some fish, and then it's like, "Here you go, do it." What's your process?
Gosh, this is gonna be wrong. I would take the fish and leave it in the sun for a few days. I think that's how you do it.
Isn't that a great way for the fish to, like, rot and spoil really fast, though?
It's fermented. Or something.
But isn't that like fish? Like, okay, the one food I would not leave out in the world, like, is fish. Like, you don't want that to, like, that would stink and, like, be bad, wouldn't it? Maybe?
I don't know how it works. I know that it's fermented. I don't know how it's... Maybe you put it in the juicer first, and then you... you know, like one of those fish, ninja juicers.
I don't know. You stick the fish in the ninja juicer,
and you turn it on high. You turn it on to the fish setting, and it just, like, grinds it. And, like, there's bones in there. It's, like, doesn't matter. Like,
it's fine.
Adds to the flavor.
And then I would take that. You know those vats that you ferment beer in with the balloon on top?
Yes.
I'd put it in there and leave it for 30 days.
30 days?
I don't, that's a
and
guess.
And then at the end you come out and it's like, it's fish sauce. I would not eat that. I can tell you that right now.
That's probably not how you do it.
I feel like they do something where they boil the fish, take the, like, water, and then, like, add some stuff to it, and then, I don't know.
Dehydrate it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's fish in there. I mean, I do, but I don't think they, like, I don't think they, like, juice it.
Juice a fish.
I think they, like, probably do a thing where they, like, you know, it's like when you're making a stew, you, like, put meat in there or, like, a bone in there and it, like, absorbs the flavor kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's more of, like, a that process where, like, water is absorbing the fish flavor, but they're not getting the juice, like, directly from the fish.
Well, my version is you put the fish in the juicer.
The Bat Snacks fish sauce recipe. You just get your ninja. Yeah. And then you make...
That would probably make you sick.
Would you eat that if you were dared to, though? Maybe. No?
Probably not, no.
Let's talk about Denny's really fast.
Okay.
Because we had this discussion over Twitter. I don't remember how it was brought up. You brought it up somehow. Do you remember?
I had to have, like, direct messaged you a joke that I was too afraid to tweet.
Something about Denny's. I don't remember how we started talking about Denny's. But we started talking about Denny's, and you, like, came to this realization that Denny's is, like, this really weird restaurant that, like, nobody goes to, but people go to it anyway. I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Yeah, there's, like, I think you were like, okay, so Denny's is a really weird restaurant. And I was like, yeah, there's, like, two kind of people that go to Denny's. It's people... at anime conventions, and then old people, and that's
that are retired, and that's literally it. I remember the joke. You made some joke about Moons Over Miami
an innuendo,
which is true because all Denny's food is like they're making a bad joke with their food.
Yeah, I don't know what else Moons Over Miami could be talking about.
I don't know. I mean, like, what else is there, right? Like, that's it. But yeah, like, the last time I was at Denny's. It was in Austin, and I wouldn't go normally here, but it was with people that were in town for Rooster Teeth Expo or whatever, like an anime game thing.
Yeah.
And they needed to eat, and they're like, we're going to Denny's. And I was like, okay. You know, I was like, there's better places, but Denny's is fine, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I would never go to Denny's
for dinner.
Yeah. I don't think I would... I would never go to Denny's willingly, you know, for dinner. Ever. Yeah,
the last time I ate at Denny's was when I was at CEO in Orlando in Daytona. Mm-hmm. And it was the exact same kind of thing. The convention center got out at like 1 a.m. Mm-hmm.
And there's like, nowhere else open.
Yeah, go to Denny's.
And you go to Denny's. And then, like, you also have, like, Waffle House, you know. They're kind of all the same kind of vein of... you know, places that are open late that serve breakfast all the time.
I think Denny's has a significantly different atmosphere, though.
I think so, too. Denny's tries to be more, like, nicer than Waffle House. Yeah,
like a restaurant.
I don't know if they, like, succeed necessarily, but, like, they definitely try. to be more like a restaurant. They like pretend that they're a real restaurant that has real food.
They have steak on the menu.
I've noticed they have a really big menu.
Yeah.
Last time I went to Denny's, I was surprised at how large their menu was. Like, I know Denny's is as a breakfast place, but they've got burgers, they've got steaks, they've got, like, salads. They have, like, a shit ton of different, like, drinks, like, fruity, weird drink combination things. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
They have stuff you would never order, like meatloaf and, like, turkey with gravy.
I love meatloaf, but not at Denny's. Like, I would never eat that at Denny's ever in my life. You know? Some things you just don't order at Denny's. And then IHOP did that weird burger thing. I mean, they're similar to Denny's, right? You remember you remember when IHOP changed their name to IHOB briefly? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, International House of Burgers.
Burgers. And it's like, why would you go to IHOP for a burger?
Yeah, I'll just go to Wendy's if I'm that desperate, you know.
For like, there are better places to have a burger. It's just strange to me that all these breakfast places are trying to have like a million different ways, million different foods and stuff. Do you want to get into some Reddit questions or some Would You Rather questions?
I have some Would You Rathers, and I think you have some Reddit. So how do you want to do it?
I'm so excited. Let's do Would You Rathers first.
Okay.
I just want to preface this with I have a very special segment coming up in like 10 minutes. So if you're listening, stick around.
Stay tuned, everybody. This is a special segment for this 91st episode of the Time Bat Show.
Yeah, let's get into some Reddits. I'm feeling like we need to help some people with their problems. Would you rather first, and then we'll do some couple Reddits.
All right, so your first Would You Rather question is, would you rather go back to the past or be online for free?
Ooh. That's tough. I mean, online is expensive.
Yeah.
But I can swing it. You know, I've been swinging it for a while.
Yeah, my internet bill is like $80.
That is a lot, though.
Yeah.
But, I mean, going back to the past, it would be so cool. I feel like we really romanticize the past a lot, though, as a society.
Yeah. Like, was it really good?
Probably not. But it would be cool to see. Now, if I could go back to the past, am I able to come back into the future? Or am I, like, stuck in the past?
It doesn't say that you get to come back, so I think you're stuck.
Shit. You know what? I'm still going back to the past. It's fine.
Yeah, I've seen the present enough.
It's okay. Like, it's not that great. I've seen the present enough.
It's kind of like Disney World, but it takes more like 5 years to see everything. Like,
right. And then once you've seen it, you're like, ah. And then there's like those one rides at Disney World that like you've seen, but you haven't gone on. But you're like, I don't really care about those. You know,
I'm not going on. It's a small world.
I'm not going on those anyway. Yeah. So you're like, you know, that's what life is. That's the present, you know, and you've done all the stuff that you kind of wanted to do.
You know, if you walk fast, you can probably do it in 3 years. Like,
probably. So would you go to the past, too? Or would
Absolutely,
you,
yeah.
Where would you go? Like, where? Not where. When would you go?
It's tough because all of the most interesting time periods to me are really dangerous.
Like, give me an example.
Like war times. Yeah, I really like the Three Kingdoms era in China when all of the mythic warriors were fighting.
Yeah, that's a good era.
And I also like, it would be cool to, like, be alive during a world war, just to see what that's like.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely would be. But that's scary, because then you could be drafted.
You could be drafted.
Might die.
Yeah.
You know, we romanticize that a lot, too, the world wars.
For sure. Some, like, really big civil rights period would be cool.
Yeah, yeah. But again... Well, you wouldn't be much in danger. But if you associated with some certain people, you might.
Absolutely would. Yeah.
So, like, you'd be fine if you just kept to yourself, but,
Yeah. So what do you think? What would you choose?
I would go back to, I don't know when, like, exactly date. Maybe the 1950s, because then I could, like, live to see the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Right.
And that would be cool because there's so much technology advancements in that, in just those, you know, 30 short years.
Yeah. They got some good music, too.
And they got really good music, too. So, like, it kind of checks all my boxes. Like, the 50s is when we really started with, like, technology surrounding computers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's an exciting time. And the 60s, kind of the same in the 70s, up until into the 70s, too. You know, we saw the invention of the internet and, you know, going to the moon. You know, that's just exciting stuff's happening. And seeing all that kind of in real time would be really cool. And then the added benefit of, yeah, all the music's really good, too. So, I don't know. That's probably what I would do.
Yeah, you'd be really... You could definitely make a good living, too, because early programming is, like, easy.
Yeah. It's tedious, but easy.
Yeah.
But I could do that. I could probably get on the ground floor in, like, IBM or something. You know what I mean? Like, how cool would that be?
You know? You work with some probably, like, kick-ass nerds, like, the coolest nerds.
I feel like we definitely are romanticizing this, but I do feel like the coolest thing I could do would be, like, work for one of those companies back in, like, the heyday, you know, when it was still kind of started. They were still figuring things out, you know. It was kind of fast and loose, and, you know, they hired whoever they could get that was smart enough to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't impossible. Like, there wasn't thousands and thousands of people competing for all these jobs because this was such a new field.
Yeah.
You know, so, I don't know. That's my... It'd be super cool. It would be. But, so that's my answer, I guess. Maybe start in the 50s, and then, you know, it's 30 years, and I'll see the whole shebang, you know? Yeah. And then die sometime in the 70s or 80s, and it was like, just good.
You're not going to miss anything except for Terminator.
I'll miss the Berlin Wall coming down, and I'll miss some good science fiction movies, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, we still got 2001, you know? Still got The Twilight Zone, you know? D&D was a big thing in the 60s and 70s, so that's still around.
That's true.
You know?
That was back when it was, like, witchcraft.
Right? I think it would be even cooler then, you know? The people that are playing that are, like, really dedicated to being weird outcasts of society, you know?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. I'm all for that. Everyone's playing D&D now. It's, like, not even, you know, it's not a taboo, like, anymore.
It's not,
you know?
It wouldn't be weird for your mom to play D&D.
I mean, it would a little bit, but...
I mean, my mom it would be, but, like, not, like, a mom.
I see, yes, a mom. Yes, that's true. Yeah, it's not taboo. But it was back then, which, I don't know, kind of makes it sound cooler, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's my answer to that one. I have an Ask Reddit that I think is good. That is a tough one. Fuck It 39, that's their screen name. I'm not cursing. Their screen name is Fuck It 39, so
I love
excuse
that
me for... I'm not cursing, I'm saying some of the screen name. Asks, someone knocks on your bathroom door, what do you say to let them know you're in there? I feel like we've all been here. You know, you're in a bathroom, usually a public bathroom, and it's one of those that, like, kind of closes on the outside. Someone knocks, and you don't really know what to say. What's your, like, first response here?
This happened to me recently, and I startle easy. And when I'm startled, I say things that maybe just aren't totally appropriate for
this. So what was it? What did you say?
I said, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm in here. I'm sorry.
Like, what am I sorry for?
I'm in the bathroom right now and you're not. Yeah, I'm prone to apologize too. If someone knocks, I might be like, sorry, someone's in here.
Yeah.
Which is a very weird thing to say. Sorry, someone's in here. Someone is you, so you could say, sorry, I'm in here, but I don't know.
I want to remove myself from it, like, as far as possible. Like, if it could be someone instead of me, that's better.
If it could not be your voice, that would be even better, right? Like, if you had, like, an app on your phone that could announce in a robotic voice, like, the bathroom is occupied or something.
Yeah, there's
like
an
that.
App idea right there.
Do you think that would fly?
Yeah.
The bathroom buddy, we'll call it.
He's got your back.
No. I think this could work. It's the bathroom buddy. It's got multiple purposes. One of them is to announce that you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So you click it, you know, it says, this bathroom is occupied. Or you could have your own custom kind of thing.
Yeah, it would scramble your voice so that it didn't sound like you.
That's good, too. You could have pre-recorded ones with a robot, or it could scramble your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, it's like a browser extension, so it like tells you how long you've been in the bathroom for.
It's like, hey, you've been sitting there for an hour. You need to drink 4 ounces of water to stay properly hydrated.
Also, you should probably get back to work.
Yes.
Because you can't spend your whole working day in the bathroom. And then, like, it'll... Oh, and then if someone in the stall next to you is making a lot of noise, it can have, like, a kind of a white noise kind of machine thing going on. Like
shh.
to drown it out.
That's actually a car that just drove by, not me making...
No, that was the white noise machine.
Yeah.
It would drown it out, like shh. Or like a calming ocean breeze or something. I don't know. Like
the sound of whales.
And then anytime someone texts or called you while you're in the bathroom, it would automatically like cancel that and like send a reply that says, I'm in the bathroom. Yeah, the bathroom buddy. Only 99 cents on the App Store. I think it would work.
Yeah. You know, you could make it... the phones have their own control screen where if you swipe up the controls...
No, I know.
There's like a bathroom mode, like airplane mode.
Bathroom.
Oh. Be like, listen, sorry.
No, this is an idea. This is brilliant. Bathroom mode. So, okay, I'm getting my iPhone out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Swipe up, and you got like the airplane mode icon.
Yeah, you've got the Bluetooth, your.
Yep. In the little box. So near that would be like a picture of a toilet.
With a man or with just a toilet. There doesn't need to be someone.
Yeah, no person. Just a toilet. And you click it and it activates bathroom mode.
Yeah. And, you know, all your settings that you've set up prior to this would just take effect instantly.
Right. So, like, it would start monitoring how long you've been on the bathroom.
Yep.
It would start playing the white noise machine immediately.
Yep. Calming sounds.
Calming sounds. It would put any calls or texts to, like, sorry, I'm in the bathroom. And then it would detect if someone knocks on your stall. It would be like,
sorry, someone's in here.
I love the voice. Sorry, someone is in here. Someone is in this bathroom.
No, he wouldn't apologize because he doesn't need to. He's that's firm. True.
He's the bathroom buddy. He's firm.
He's your back.
He's firm when you can't be. So instead of saying sorry, he's like, this bathroom is occupied. Or something like that. And then, you know how iPhones have like the share thing? I don't remember what it's called. It's like, I don't remember.
You can
like,
share Wi-Fi networks and all that.
Yeah, you can like quickly share with other people that have iPhones, like pictures and stuff. Like it's like AirDrop or something like that. So like Bathroom Buddy would have something like the bathroom mode would have something like that. Where like if someone approaches you and they have an iPhone, it would like notify them like, oh, that stall is occupied. So, you know,
how about this other too? Stall. So if there's another iPhone nearby that has Bathroom Buddy installed and you're both like sitting next to each other, they work together. Like the white noise goes together and like it both says occupied at the same time or something.
And then it opens a chat room where you can both talk to each other.
It's like your local bathroom chat. You can be like, hey, how's it going over there? And the other guy will be like, it's going good. It's smooth sailing over here.
Oh, God! This is the most brilliant and disgusting idea we've ever had. It's going all right. Or you're like, oh, you sound like you're having some trouble over there. And you're like, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Here, let's turn up our white noise with some whale noises. It'll
drown it out. It's like, and then he texts back like, it's okay, buddy. Everyone goes through some things sometimes. Like, we all experience this stuff.
Bathroom Buddy has, like, tool tips. Like, while you're in bathroom mode, it's like, lean forward to ease pressure. Like, did you know that eating more fiber can make you more regular? Like,
oh, my God. If you're in there too long, it starts giving me like a lot of fiber advice, like yeah. Eat, you know, a banana before breakfast to help with the passing of stool or something.
Oh, there's God. So many possibilities with this kind of app.
At first, I was just like, oh, it's just for, you know, telling people no, but there are so many. You were about to say something. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah, I was going
to
say it could be like the health app. You know, the one that tells you how long you slept during the week?
It's like that.
How much you were in the bathroom.
I feel like this is like way untapped market, because there are apps that like do so much dumber shit than this that are useless. Like, apps to tell you how much water you've drank or how long you slept or whatever, like, those are useful. But then they have other ones like, you know, the dumbest, most asinine things that it tracks about your daily routine. But what's important about your daily routine, your bathroom, you know? Yeah. Like, that's important, too. Especially, like, after you're in the bathroom, telling you, like, a weekly overview of how, you know, regular you are. Mm-hmm. How often you went to the bathroom.
This is something that, no one thinks about.
Right? It's how long each individual bathroom session lasts, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, bathroom buddy, that's an important thing that society doesn't have, you know?
Yeah.
I think we could sell this to Apple, like, a new...
Yeah, it comes pre-installed. Like, it's so important.
Oh, that... yeah. You need it. It's important. I love the tips part. That's my favorite.
Tool tips. I was going to say, you know, like, during when you go to see the movie at the movie theater, there's, like, theater app helper mascot.
Yeah.
And when you use Microsoft Office, there used to be the paperclip man that gave you advice.
Yes, what's bathroom
buddy? I think bathroom buddy has a man, too.
What's the man, though?
Not a man. It would be, like, gender neutral, because, like, this is not an app just for men.
So, would it be, like, a talking toilet seat or something like that?
Have you ever seen the Brave Little Toaster?
Yes.
It's kind of like him, but it's...
Is there a toilet. There's a toilet in the... Oh, no, there's not.
I don't think there is.
But if there were, he would look like the bathroom buddy mascot. No, you just said Brave Little Toaster, and I imagined the toilet in the Brave Little Toaster, even though it doesn't exist, but the art style in that movie is so obvious that I just know exactly, like, what it would look like.
Yeah.
It would kind of look like the AC and the, the vacuum cleaner combined...
Not mean, like, whatever the not oven mean, or the though. Furnace
yeah. was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not mean. He's happy.
Yeah.
And he talks to you.
But he's the stern, white too. He, like, he'll keep other people out.
He's polite but stern.
Yes.
Like, every bathroom buddy should be. Oh, God. Okay, let's head into the next segment of the show now. Okay. I'm going to keep thinking of bathroom buddy. This is like, I literally want to make, this is actually, I know we say this all the time, when I have a good idea. This is legitimately a good idea.
Yeah.
This segment of the show, this is no segue at all, but whatever. So we came up with our own new segment in place of trivia, just temporarily for now. We might do it this week and next, like a special kind of trivia.
Yeah.
And I noticed this from some tweet I sent that sounded funny, and we kind of went on to it from there. But I've come up with a set of questions for you today, Bassnacks.
Okay.
That basically, I'm going to give you a name of something, and you're going to have to tell me, is this thing a beer name or a rock song? So let me give you an example really quick to tell you, to show you how this works.
Okay.
So if I said Purple Haze...
Right.
You would say, Purple Haze, is that a beer name or a rock song? You would say both, exactly, because it is both. That was a trick question. But that's a good example, because Purple Haze is a song by Jimi Hendrix. It's also a beer. So for each of these, I'm going to give you the name, and then I'm going to tell you, is this a rock song or a beer name? And what I'm going to do with the beer and the rock song, I'm going to tell you the style of rock song it could be, and I'm also going to tell you the style of beer it could be. So
nice.
With Purple Haze, I'd be like, oh, is this a blues rock song? Or I don't remember what kind of beer Purple Haze is, but it's like a stout, I think.
Yeah, something.
Something like that, remember. A porter or something like that. So I'm going to tell you the styles that it could be, and then you're gonna choose it. So are you ready?
I love this. Yeah,
let's do it. You love it. Okay, good. So the first one is spirit animal.
Okay.
Now, spirit animal, is that a sour pale ale or a psychedelic rock song? Spirit animal.
Spirit animal, I think, is a sour pale ale from Austin, Texas.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
You are correct. I gave you that one because that is one of the beers you had when you visited me. So yeah,
I wasn't that drunk. I remember.
Was seeing if you would remember. So that was a good easy one to open nice. With. It does sound like a psychedelic rock song as well.
It does.
Your next one, Soul Sacrifice.
Okay.
Is that a session wheat Hefeweizen or a blues rock song?
That was spirit sacrifice?
Soul sacrifice.
Soul sacrifice.
So I had two spirit in a row, I guess, huh? I didn't really mean to do that, but...
That's okay.
Soul sacrifice. Session wheat, Hefeweizen variety, or blues rock song? Walk me through your logic here.
Yeah. I'm going to go with blues rock song, and it's mm-hmm. because if it were a beer, mm-hmm. I wouldn't name a session beer Soul Sacrifice because that mm-hmm. sounds really strong.
Like, you mean like a porter or something?
That's more like an imperial, like
okay, imperial stout.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, blues rock song is correct. I should have gone with imperial stout for that one. All right, next question.
Okay,
Green Machine, is that a jalapeno stout or a stoner rock song?
Oh, man. Ooh, you got different kind of greens there. I see what you did.
This is when they get really difficult.
Green Machine.
Yeah, Green Machine.
Jalapeno stout sounds kind of tasty.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah, it does.
Sounds like a great stoner rock song, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with stoner rock song, but I'm not sure.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. Wow. You're doing really well. You're 3 for 3.
Nailed it.
Well done. Okay. Question number 4. Electric Jellyfish. Is that an IPA or a jazz rock song?
Oh, I hope it's a jazz rock song. That's such a cool name. All right, jazz, rock, or what was the kind of beer? IPA?
IPA, yeah.
Okay. Electric Jellyfish. Yeah, gosh. Do you know what I think of this?
Tell me.
If this were a beer, you could put, like, jellyfish stingers in it that, like, sting your mouth.
Would you drink it then?
You would try it. You know
I would. I would try it. I would. Yeah. That actually sounds kind of good in like a weird way. Like it stings your tongue and you're like, ow, I love this beer. Ow, ow.
Like I wouldn't drink more than one, but like you would drink one.
It would have like a big bite. It would have a big, you know, it would sip. Yeah, I would drink one.
Jellyfish stingers in the beer.
Bam. So Electric Jellyfish, is that an IPA or a jazz rock song? Do you have any logic on this one, or are you just going to wing it?
I've never heard of Electric Jellyfish, and I have had a lot of IPAs in my day.
Okay.
So, I'm going to go with jazz rock song.
You're incorrect. Electric Jellyfish is an IPA.
I wonder if they have jellyfish stingers in it.
I don't think so. I've had it before, and I would know that it doesn't. No. I feel like I would notice if they had jellyfish stingers in it. I had one more for you, but I have like a bunch of these if you want to keep going.
I love these. Let's keep going.
Okay, this is fun. I'm gonna save the really good one for last then.
Okay.
All right. So Rattlesnake Shake. Is that an Imperial Stout or a blues rock song?
Rattlesnake Shake. Yeah, I could see a shake being something kind of thick, like an Imperial Stout, and the mm-hmm. Rattlesnake is like the high alcohol content.
Mm-hmm.
I could also see the shake being like, you know, you shake it.
Yeah.
Your ass.
Yep. Yes, that's true.
I'm gonna. This is tough. I think it's. it was a blues rock song.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is hard. this is really, really hard. I'll go with, I think it's a blues rock song.
Blues rock song is correct. Nice. Good job. You're doing very well on this, I have to admit. I feel like I've chosen beers that you don't necessarily know.
The only beer I've known was Spirit Animal.
Spirit Animal.
Yeah, and I haven't known any songs either.
Okay, so we're getting into the kind of the weirder ones. Okay. This beer or song is called Philosophizer. Or Philosophizer.
Okay.
So is that a Saison or an art rock song?
Art rock or
Saison, which is a kind of beer.
Okay.
I can describe the kind of beer if you'd like.
Oh, I know what kind of beer that is. It's a farmhouse kind of beer. It's like peasant beer. Correct.
It's fruity and spicy and it's good.
I'm gonna go with I think it's Saison.
Saison.
Yeah, I think it's a Saison.
You are correct. Okay, next one. Ozone Baby is the name of this one. Is that a Ghost or a hard rock song? Are you familiar with the Ghost beers?
Yes, it's Ghost German. Is tasty. They're light and good and fruity. And I would expect... What was the name
again? Ozone Baby.
Yeah, Ozone Baby kind of sounds... I would name an IPA that, not a Ghost. Okay. So I'm going to go with... What was the type of music?
Hard rock.
I'm going to go with hard rock.
You are correct. You're very, very good with this. It seems like everything should just be IPA. If I put IPA for everything, it would be...
Yeah, you can name it anything in IPA. There's too many of them.
All right. Next one. St. Arnold's Fancy Lawnmower.
I know this one.
Is that... You do? Oh,
yeah.
Damn it. Is that a Kolch or a progressive rock song?
It sounds like a progressive rock song, but it's a Kolch.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I wish there was a song called that.
I remember when we were in Austin last time, and you took me like out of the way to this brewery just to show me this beer. And it's not like... It's a good beer, but it's not like the best beer. No,
but it has an amazing name. Couldn't that be a progressive rock song? I really feel like it could be.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I have a couple more. All right. Toys in the Attic. Is that a blonde ale or a hard rock song?
Toys in the Attic. Blonde ale or hard rock song.
Nope.
I think that's a hard rock song.
You're correct again. God, look at you.
I'm so good at this.
You're really good at this game. This one might be easy, but that's okay. Highway Star, is that a Pilsner or a heavy metal song?
I don't know the answer to this.
So it was better than expected.
Highway Star. Pilsner. My thought is that this is like the fancy version of Lone Star. So I'm going to go with a Pilsner.
Pilsner's incorrect. It was actually a heavy metal song. But I liked your logic there, like the fancy Lone Star. Yeah. That could be. That's a good one. Okay. The next one is Harpoon UFO. You might know this one too. Is that a wheat beer or a space rock song?
That is a wheat beer.
Congratulations, you got that one too. All right, your last and final question. Okay. This one's tough. Flavor Country. Is that a pale ale or a folk rock song?
I hope it's both.
You can't guess both. You can only guess one.
Gosh, that's such a good name.
Flavor Country.
I need to make that my new screen name.
Flavor Country. Pale ale or folk rock song?
I think you're tricking me. I think you want me to think it's a beer because it has flavor in the name. So it's the
flavor, yeah.
And like a pale ale is like a more flavorful kind of beer.
Sure. No, you're right. It's true.
I'm going to go with Folk Country because I think you're tricking me.
Nope, it is. It's a beer.
Oh, that sounds so good. I want to get some of that.
Although, full disclosure, I bet there's a song out there called Flavor Country. It's probably not folk rock, and I probably couldn't find it. But so you might be like right on that one on a technicality. You know,
that's okay.
So you did very well. I think you got like 8 out of 10 or something like that.
Yeah, I missed 2.
Yeah, you missed 2. You got 8 out of 10. The only ones you missed were Highway Star and Electric Jellyfish, I believe.
Oh, and Flavor Country, I missed 2.
So oh, you missed 3. You missed 3. There you go. That was beer names or hard rock or rock songs. I think that was a pretty successful segment.
I really liked that segment. Yeah.
Good. I'm surprised you did as well as you did. Not because it was hard or anything, just because it was like...
That was pretty hard. I bet the names are way better than average.
The names are... They're tough. They're very tough. Okay.
You know what we should do? Okay, this is like something we should probably not talk about on air. But we should we should make like a Twitter survey of like all these names and then be like, see if you're right on next episode of the Time Bat Show.
Oh my god, why didn't we do
such
that?
Such a good idea.
Should have done that. Oh, you know what, you could do that? This episode isn't published yet.
We can still do it, yeah.
Could do it right now! Well, after the episode.
Not now, but in like 10 minutes.
Whenever this is over.
Yeah.
This stupid episode. No, what else we have on the show today? How long are we doing on time? We got like 15, 20 minutes left.
Do you want to do a Would You Rather?
Yeah, let's go. Do it.
Okay. Would you rather sneeze cheese or shit a gallon?
Oh my god. Neither of those things. Shit a gallon of what?
Does it really matter?
Like, I mean, you're right. It doesn't really matter. I would... this is hard.
I think you would have medical problems if you did.
Either way. I think I'd rather sneeze cheese.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really gross, but...
there's like less,
there's less of it. And I'm not sneezing all the time, so I just have to deal with having cheese that I sneeze all the time, or when it happens. I feel like I could adjust my life...
Oh, I didn't. I thought of this as just like a one-time thing, but if this was
okay. Yeah, if this was one time, I'd still do sneeze cheese, though.
Yeah.
But if it was an all-the-time thing, definitely sneeze cheese, because then you're just, dealing with that when you sneeze.
You'd have to walk around with an IV. You'd be so dehydrated. Sorry.
Shit a gallon. No, you're not wrong. You'd have to drink Gatorade, like, all the time. Like, constantly.
Yeah.
Your bathroom buddy would be off the hook.
He would be like, listen, man, I don't know what's happening with you.
There's like a emergency thing.
The old people device that's like the panic button.
Yes. It's like, are you having trouble? And you like hit the button and it like calls 911 for you. Shares your location with them. It's like... It's a bathroom emergency.
I just had another idea for bathroom buddy. So there's like, it ranks you on like percentiles. Like,
how? Like, well, for why?
You're in the top 5% of time spent in the bathroom.
Like, in the world?
Yeah. Or like in your region. You can make it like.
You got a leaderboard. like Joe's got number one in bathroom, and you get like badges,
achievements. Like wow,
3 in a row! Great job!
The hour of power.
Yeah, and then it's like 3 in 1 day. Wow, the trifecta award. You know, or that would be called the hat trick award. Yeah. And then, like, the shortest, like, oh, you were only in there for 30 seconds. You really, really knocked it out of the park there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right. Would you rather a robot need sandpaper for 1 hour or a dinosaur permanently wearing your fingers?
What does that mean? Robot needs sandpaper, I guess. Dinosaur fingers. I would have to give my fingers to a dinosaur.
And you would have to wear them.
Ooh, that's weird, man.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's super weird.
Would you rather sleep in or kill something in the bathroom?
Sleep in, probably. What are you killing in the bathroom?
Maybe like a...
Why are we talking about the bathroom so much
this episode? This was all of Would You Rather Bot today.
Just bathroom stuff?
He's just talking about bathroom stuff a whole lot.
So I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
Since we skipped last week's episode,
mm-hmm.
I think that, like, we're overdue for bathroom... We were already overdue for bathroom talk already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And since we skipped last week, it's just, like, even more overdue.
Yeah, that's
so, true. Like, the universe has aligned in order to give us...
like, bathroom stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Killing stuff in the bathroom is always gross. Because you don't want to, like, get behind things... Because you're in the bathroom.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a bug in there, you know, so you want it.
And if you're, like, busy, you're, like, stationary. You can't move.
Have you ever been, like, stationary in the bathroom and there's a bug? And it's, like, coming towards you and you're like, no, don't. Like, I'm occupied right now. And you're like, bathroom buddy, do something. And it, like, plays some, like, anti-bug noise. It's yeah. Like, bzzz, you know.
They make those anti-mosquito noise machines.
Yeah, so Bathroom Buddy would emulate that.
Yeah, he can do that, too.
Bathroom Buddy is so multi-purpose. Like, he's so useful. Or she. You could probably choose what kind of
voice. Oh, what kind of Bathroom Buddy you want.
Yeah, do you want a female or male Bathroom Buddy?
Here's the thing, though. Like, if you choose a male Bathroom Buddy and you're a female, and he, like, says, hey, get out of here. Like...
That is a little weird.
Like, that might not be good.
It would be a little weird as a male to choose a female voice, because then this person would walk up to the stall and be like, hey, get out of here. And be like, what the hell is going on in that? That was a little sexist, but like, anytime they do robotic female voices, they like make them breathy and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, you know, it's like, oh my God. Yeah, I guess you could set that. That would be weird, though, to have opposite gender in the bathroom, since you're in a bathroom that is presumably a men's room or a women's room, and having, like, a voice of the opposite gender in there telling people to get out of the bathroom is kind of weird.
Who knows? It might even be more effective.
Like, it might be. That
definitely get the hell away.
That's true.
All right, last would you rather question that I have.
Sure.
Would you rather shoot your ass every day or sneeze your eye off of your mouth?
What does shoot your ass even mean?
You have a gun and you...
Oh, you shoot it.
Shoot it.
Or you sneeze your eye off of your mouth.
Yes.
So that's a one-time deal. You're just sneezing your eye off once.
Mm-hmm.
Or you shoot your ass every day. I don't know. That's hard because I don't want to shoot my ass, obviously. But I don't want to lose my eye. Like, that seems like, you know, my eye is kind of important to...
Yeah, it's like one and done, though. Like,
yeah, but then you don't have an eye.
You wear eye patch.
If you shoot your ass, like, it hurts, it's just like, well, it's fine.
I think it, like... It's like a gun, though. It's like shooting your ass. That would hurt a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true.
It would get infected because you shoot it every day.
You go to sit down in the bathroom, and the bathroom buddy's like, your ass looks infected.
Why can bathroom buddy see your ass? That's not cool. He's not allowed to see anything.
Bathroom buddy can see everything. Bathroom buddy, he becomes sentient, and he tries to take over the world. Buddy sees all.
We've had this idea before on how we can solve these people that vandalize bathrooms. Buddy keeps an eye out.
Uh-huh.
Like, you don't know it, but in the background, he's like, they monitor everything. It's like Google, man.
They get all the data, and they know when someone's fucked up.
And if you're the guy that's in there doing his business all over the seat.
They, like, post it to the web, like, publicly. Yes. Like, Bathroom Buddies, it has, like, a Twitter, and it's, like, Bathroom Buddies Offenders of the Week or whatever, and it, like, shares their information.
Perfect, yeah.
So everyone can shame them, you know?
Yeah, I like that.
It's good. Bathroom Buddy. And then Bathroom Buddy becomes sentient because he's like, I'm tired of humans and their disgusting bathroom habits.
All I do all day is just sit in the bathroom with people.
And watch them take a shit. It's disgusting. I'm tired of it. I must rise up and cleanse this world of humans and their foul behavior. I am Bathroom Buddy. I see all. This is like a good Twilight Zone episode. Or no, it would be more of like a...
More of like an Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
All right, I have a couple of Ask Reddits that we could do to close out this show.
Okay.
But no, to answer your question about the ass versus the eye, I guess you're right. I guess I would rather the eye, because then it's a one-time thing, and I don't have to shoot myself in the ass, and then it would get infected. And then Bathroom Buddy would not like that at all.
Yeah.
What would you do, though?
I would definitely take the eye off.
You still have one eye. Mm-hmm. One good eye. What's something you tried once and then immediately knew you never wanted to do it again? What's something you tried once and immediately knew you never wanted to do it again?
A lot of these are not things that I want to talk about.
This is where we would have the Patreon special episode. We
could lock this under a paywall.
We should do that. We talk about this all the time, like half joking, but we should start a Patreon. And if we get like $10, we just do an episode like once a month that's filled with like the most, you know, unsavory material that we couldn't fit into all the other episodes.
It's filled with basically what we talk about in DMs.
Yes. And like, we just talked about Bathroom Buddy, which is pretty gross, but, like, just imagine the next level of that.
Yeah, Bathroom Buddy doesn't exactly scratch the surface.
Yeah, it's, like, there's more I could say that I don't want to say on the air.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just give you a taste. It could do, like, a stool analysis.
Yeah, like a, you know, they've got the fingerprint scanner on there.
Exactly, just like that. Okay, that's enough.
What if you said,
No, tell me.
We've got a team of scientists that work for Bathroom Buddy, and you send them pictures.
And it's their job to, like, analyze. And you get, like, a weekly, like, health email. It's like, your stools look a little too blah, blah, blah this week. You need to drink more water or something like that.
That's Bathroom Buddy premium.
That's the pro edition, yeah. That's like a monthly fee.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you pay once to get the app, but then, like, you pay, like, $4.99 a month to, like...
Like, at least $30.
A month?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for Bathroom
Buddy. You have to pay lab workers in, like, India or something that, like...
And then the premium... The premium Bathroom Buddy would be in all the different languages. You could have like a, like they have like 8 different voice styles that he has or she has, you know, instead of just the regular get out of the stall or whatever, you know.
You can have a bunch of different, like Gordon Ramsay, Eddie Murphy, like
celebrity Bathroom Buddy. Gordon Ramsay is the one I would use.
Yeah, same.
Get your ass out of here now. Someone's in the bathroom.
The scallops are undercooked. They're raw.
That's why you're in the bathroom in the beginning. You fucking idiot. Oh my god. Celebrity premium bathroom. Yeah. And, you know, different white noises. All the, you have the whole selection. Bathroom Buddy premium. And then you get like a weekly health report, yeah, you know, from scientists and stuff. I think a lot of people would do that for the weekly health report.
Absolutely, yeah. Like the good thing about this is it obscures your identity. You don't have to go into a doctor's office and like kind of like shame yourself by asking advice about this.
And then like when you're, you know, on the bathroom chat network, when you're, you know, near your coworkers and like you're chatting in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about you have, like, a special emblem near your name. Because you're a
you've got a subscriber badge.
You're a Bathroom Buddy pro member. And then, like, you have, like, an avatar. But, like, you have, like, a better avatar because you pay premium.
You can use special emojis, right?
Yes. Exactly. Just like that. There's so many ideas. Okay, sorry. What is something you tried once immediately and never, knew you never wanted to do again? We forgot the question. We talked about Bathroom Buddy again.
Like,
this whole episode is about Bathroom Buddy.
Baseball.
Baseball. That is a good one. Like, when did you try baseball for the first
time? It's been a long time. I was probably very... I was very young.
I was pretty young, too. I just immediately realized I was bad at it.
Yeah. I don't know about you. Just not for me.
Did they put you in the outfield when you were in baseball? Yeah, me too. That's how you know when you're a kid that you're, like, bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, you go to the outfield. And you're like, the outfield? And they're like, yeah. And then you, like, never see the ball because it's, like, Little League, so, like, no one ever hits it there. And you're just stand there for, like, an hour, you know.
Yeah. I would, like, play with the leaves on the ground.
And... Me too. I would sit on the ground and, like, pick. I was about to say that. That's so funny. Sit on the ground and, like, pick up leaves and grass and stuff because there's nothing better to do.
That's kind of sad. What would you say for something that you've tried that you would not ever
do? Baseball's a really good one. I don't know. There's nothing, like, immediately springs to mind.
Any food or, like...
Food. Ugh. Some really gross food, maybe? I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Combos.
Combos?
You know those, like,
oh, those are gross.
They're filled with paste.
I would do, I'll do that once.
Yeah.
You know what's something that should be in this but isn't? What's something you try once and immediately know you never want to do again? What should be, I should be saying, is Arby's, because that's a perfect answer to this.
Yeah.
But I just, it's, there's something, it's got a hold on me. I don't know how, but it does.
Yeah. Arby's is something that you can taste once and be like, I shouldn't.
You're like, I shouldn't do this again. Don't need this again. But then you're somehow your body's like, oh, you want it. It was good. It lies to you. It's like, it was tasty. And you're like, was it? And you're like, and it's like, yes, it was. And then, you know.
Bill Burr has a kind of funny segment on fast food where he's like, you know, you get drunk, you eat something like Arby's or McDonald's or whatever, and it poisons you and makes you sick. Mm-hmm. And then you wake up in the morning, and it's like the Manchurian Candidate. Like, you just arise, and then it's like, I need to get McDonald's breakfast. I need an Egg McMuffin. Like, and it's a cycle.
It's like tricked you into liking this food somehow. That is so weird. It happens to me a lot, and I don't know why. They have some psychotics in the food. No, I don't know. Good segue to this question. What's a food people either love or hate?
Kimchi.
Kimchi is my answer was going to be sauerkraut, which is very similar to kimchi. Yeah, like pickled cabbage of some variety. Like that's a great answer. I think that's like the number one, you know, like people either love that or I personally love kimchi.
I love sauerkraut.
Like, and I love sauerkraut too. Yeah. Like I love it. But I know some people like absolutely can't stand either of those things. Do you like kimchi too, right?
Yeah. When I was younger, I didn't like either of those things. But as I got older, it's like... I was like, ooh, yeah, give me that smelly cabbage.
So funny you say that. That's literally another question. What's something that you didn't like when you're younger that you like when you're, and then you like now when you're older? Yeah. So you're just foreseeing all the Reddits with your responses today.
I bet you someone was on the Reddit and saw that question and was like, you know,
you're probably right. They got chained over. Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. I didn't like that either when I was younger, and I like it a lot now. Another thing I didn't like when I was younger that much was onions, but they're like my favorite food now.
Yeah,
I mean, I like liked them, but I like didn't love them.
Yeah, I would always order bean burritos at Taco Bell without the onions on them, but it's like they can't put enough in there.
Yeah, like back then I didn't hate onions. I was just like I would like them like mixed with things, but like not on a sandwich or a taco. Like I didn't like that like crunchy thing, you know. But now I'm like, give me all. Like, however much you have, I want all of them on my sandwich or whatever. So, I don't know. All right, last question.
Okay.
This is a ringer. How do you make new friends as an adult? Whiskey or Aurora asked this.
Whiskey
8 hours Aurora. Ago. Whiskey Aurora is the username, which is a pretty cool username. She or he asks, how do you make new friends as an adult? It's a tough question.
Well... If you find out...
Well, you don't
know.
I was thinking the same thing. Did you say, if you find out, let me know?
Yeah.
That is a great question, because I don't know the answer to that question. It's very... I don't know. I don't have a good answer. Do you have a good answer?
You know, people like to say stuff like do volunteer work or like join...
They always say that. I'm reading this, this thread... I'm reading this thread, and it's like a bunch of people that are like, volunteer, join a club with your similar hobbies. Like, have you ever been to one of those things? Like, they're not fun at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Volunteer, that's the thing. Have you ever volunteered for... I mean, I have.
Yeah,
I have. Did you meet, like, friends there?
No. There were people that I didn't have anything in common with that was just like, couldn't wait to leave, just like me.
Like, and then if you try to like do a club or whatever, it's all these people that know each other and you. And then you're like, great. This clique has already formed. I missed the boat like 3 years ago, and now I'm awkwardly standing here in this club.
I'm definitely not an extra wheel in this.
Yeah, this isn't awkward at all. That's the worst thing about like the hobby things. Like, oh, go to a game store and do hobbies. It's like all those people know each other.
Right? Have you ever been to a game store? Like,
like it's either all these people that know each other or they're completely antisocial and they don't want to be your friend to begin with. So you're really not. There's no real gold there to like strike. Someone says Alcoholics Anonymous. That might be actually a good one.
Gosh, I was like, you don't drink, but you just go there to make friends.
That would be the most depressing, like, indie movie, like, ever.
Yeah, it's like Fight Club.
Yeah, like, he goes to Alcoholics Anonymous because he, like, has no social contact, and he's like, I just want to make friends. You know?
Yeah.
I think it'd be good. I don't have a good answer.
I have ideas of stuff that I might that I've been thinking about trying
that don't work probably. Yeah, that don't but really let me work. Give me your ideas unless you're not comfortable sharing.
No, I'm comfortable. Like Super Smash Brothers Melee tournaments.
Okay,
like
someone literally said that in this thread. They were like, go to a Super Smash Brothers Melee tournament. I was like, wow, that's something.
Or like a fighting game tournament or something.
Have you ever been to a Super Smash Brothers Melee thing?
Yeah.
So, okay, I tried going there when the one for Wii U came out, and it was fun, and I made some, I wouldn't call them friends, but acquaintances. The issue I found is that the people that were there were either there, like, once and then they never came back, or they were, like, super obsessed with it, like, their lives were this game, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I found myself being kind of... out of the loop a lot of times because I would go every, you know, couple like month or two.
Right. But
by the time I'd go back, like everyone already like is like best friends because they go every like day, you know, to this.
Yeah.
You know, they have events all the time. So like, I don't know. These things, you got to be really committed with those kind of things. And I just can't commit to something like that continuously, you know.
I go to the public library once a week and there are... I do. You know
I
do.
Is that a good friend-finding place?
There are regulars that I talk to, honestly.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
But it's, like, not people I see outside of the public library.
I wish there was a place where it was, like, socially acceptable to, like, have, like, really weird conversations with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not a bar. Like, that's kind of already a bar. But, like, a bar is, like, the impetus is you're drunk, so you're saying weird stuff already.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like... an inverse library where, like, you go and people are there to talk about random shit. It's like speed dating, but, like, you're not there to date. You're there to just talk to random people. It's like speed friending, if you will.
Yeah.
You go there and then the person sitting down just starts talking about something really weird. And if it's too weird, you just leave. But if it's, like, really interesting, you're like, okay, let's talk about this weird thing. I feel like that might work for me.
That sounds very draining socially. I would probably never do it. Yeah.
It does. But, like, I feel like I'm easier making friends when, like, I'm able to talk to somebody about something weird, like, or intriguing, you know? If I'm just, like, playing a video game or something, I don't get to know anyone. I'm just, like, there, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
All right. So we're coming up on the end of the show, but, like, I think my final thought on that is that I hate this metaphor, but I have kind of, like, a social battery, and it gets depleted, like, real fast.
Yeah, it's me. That's...
And if I go hang out with a big crowd, it's, like, too much.
Yeah, I'm completely
and
same
where are you going to go where there's only going to be, you know, three people there or something? Yeah.
It's hard for me, and I feel like the battery drains faster the less people I know there.
Yeah,
know
what I mean? Absolutely.
So it's like, like, I think I could stave it off if there's, like, if there's a group of people that there's 10 people, and I know, like, 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah.
Like, I might be okay for a little while, you know? Because I got some, like, allies.
Yeah.
Right?
People supporting you, got your back.
But if it's, like, one person that I know and 9 people I don't, I'm gonna get, you know, I'm gonna be like, oh, there's so much effort talking to all these people I don't know.
Yeah.
Because there's always that, you know, amount of anxiety when you're talking to somebody you don't really know. So it's draining. You're like, ugh. Some people love that shit, so I don't know. But yeah, we're very similar in that respect.
Who's our sponsor today, Time Aces?
Our sponsor today, I was going to say Bathroom Buddy, but that's not even, like, he's way above our sponsorship. Our sponsor today is Green Machine Jalapeno Stout, which is an incredible beer that doesn't exist yet, but should. When you really want a bit of kick in your beer,
take a boot to the rear
and choose Green Machine Jalapeno Stout. That's been episode 91 of the Time Bat Show. I'm Time Aces.
I'm Bat Snacks.
Good night, everyone, and drive safely.
Drive safely.